You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, this is our last podcast before opening day. Very exciting for everybody around baseball, including those of us who cover this game. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, here with Brian McTaggart. We're going to talk about the Astros. Brian, we're going to get into some bold predictions heading into the season. But first, let's just go over a couple of newsy items that the Astros have going on. So last two spots on their roster are still to be decided, and they set the rotation. So give us an update on that.
Yeah, well, the roster is pretty much set, and the breakdown is going to be like this. If they decide to carry 12 pitchers, which I think is likely, and 13 position players, Matt Duffy is going to make the team, which gives them some versatility at first and third. It just gives them that extra infielder, which would be a nice luxury to have. If they go with 13 pitchers, Duffy will be out, and then it's going to be either Wandy Rodriguez, James Hoyt, or Michael Feliz. Those three guys are competing for the either one or two spots in the bullpen, depending how many position players they take. So Feliz is back in the mix. I mean, they optioned him out to minor league camp a few days ago, but AJ said today that they feel they want to give him another look, and they feel that he could really help them this year. So Feliz is back in the mix for that bullpen spot, and I think we'll see all three of those guys pitch this weekend or this week in Houston against the Brewers on Thursday and Friday, and then they'll make a decision, I think, by Friday night what they're going to do. But I think they will carry 12 pitchers. I think Duffy will start in the minor leagues, and so you'll have three guys competing for two spots in the bullpen. And the rotation is set. I mean, we all knew that Keuchel and McHugh would go 1-2, and we knew the other three names, just didn't know the order, but now we do. Fires will go the last game in New York, and then that makes him avoid his old team, because then they go play the Brewers at the weekend, and Feldman and Pfister are going to start games 1 and 2 against the Brewers. And AJ said there's a chance he could bring back Keuchel on regular rest, to pitch Saturday against the Brewers. But it's going to be Keuchel, McHugh, Fires, Feldman, and Pfister in the rotation as we start the season.
Okay, so yeah, when they were talking about whether they wanted 12 or 13 pitchers, I mean, a lot of that is, correct me if I'm wrong, is predicated really on what the schedule dictates, right? I mean, if they don't need, if they have like extra off days, they have an extra off day built in, I know, in that Yankee series. Does that have something to do with it? Like maybe if it's a lighter load that they might be able to go with one less pitcher?
Yeah, the off days and how the schedule sets up earlier are a big part of it. Yeah, they do have that. You know, their opening day for the Astros is Monday, and they're off Tuesday. So that's going to take a little bit of load off the pitching staff. Matchups, I think, play into it as well. And that's going to be the determining factor, I think, more so than the evaluation of the players. Like, Duffy starts today, but it's not like if he has a bad game, he's out of the running. I mean, he's either going to make the team or not based on what they already know about him, the same with the pitchers. So, if you remember last year, AJ did go with 13 pitchers for most of the year. I think he started with 12 and they went to 13. So he does prefer to have that extra pitcher over that extra position player, but it certainly appears he's going to start the season with the extra position player.
Okay. All right, so let's go into our bold predictions. So we were asking our reporters to come up with anything from the reasonable to the maybe a little outlandish, but I like your bold predictions because I think that all three of these things can happen. So let's start off with Astros winning the division. I think judging from what I saw from we have a little Excel sheet going on within our company, and there were about 25 people that were asked to participate, and I think that almost everybody picked the Astros to win the West. Maybe a couple didn't, but they look pretty strong, especially in a division that's not considered very, very strong.
Yeah, well, maybe it's, you know, not such a bold prediction if everyone's picking them, but, I mean, Astros haven't won a division in a long time, and, you know, you can't sleep on the Rangers. I mean, the Rangers did win the division last year. The upgrades they made at their bullpen towards the middle of the year are going to be huge for them this year, and they're going to have Hamels for a full year, and Darvish is going to come back. So, I mean, it's not like the Astros are going to be a walkover to win this division. I think it's going to be a dogfight again. But, yeah, I think they will win the division. I think it's going to come down to, like everything, pitching. I mean, I think offensively they're going to score runs like they did last year, probably even have a more potent offense considering Correa's here from day one and Gomez. And I think the bullpen is going to be much stronger, obviously, with Giles. But if the McCullers comes back and these bottom-of-the-rotation guys can deliver the innings, I think it'd be very, very tough to beat the Astros in the AL West.
Okay, so you have Correa winning the MVP. I also have – actually, you have that as a bold prediction. I just flat out think he's going to win this MVP. You know, and we can't say enough about the guy. We saw 4.5 months of him. or actually 3.5 months, right, last year. So over a full season, the sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, but, you know, you say Correa's going to win the MVP, and then, you know, last night I was watching TV, and there were highlights of Mike Trout, and you're like, uh-oh. I mean, this Mike Trout's still the best player in the game, and, you know, barring injuries, I mean, Correa would have to have a phenomenal season to beat Trout, but he's that kind of player. I think we're going to see him take the next step, and, you know, winning the MVP at 22 years old, he's going to be in Trout territory, and at the end of the day, they're going to be probably the two best players in the American League for a long time and share many battles. But Correa is going to win some MVPs, and, you know, I think it's going to be sooner than later, so let's say he's going to do it this year.
Okay, and now, and I like your last bold prediction that Ken Drell leads the league in saves. You know, I've been a little bit around the Astros camp recently, and I try to just not roll my eyes too much. I still, because they're not naming a closer, I get it. It's a little, I mean, look, Luke Gregerson has come on. He had a really strong outing against the Tigers the other day. He needed 9 pitches to walk 3 strikeouts. Ken Giles has had an okay spring. You know, the ERA is not quite there, but he's had some pretty good showing. I still believe that the Houston Astros traded for him in order to make him the closer. I don't think they traded 5 players in order to get a middle reliever. But, yes, I think that this could actually happen. So, how bold is it that you're predicting that Giles leads the league in saves?
Well, you know, fans, I know they follow the team. They're passionate. That's great. But I think everybody puts a little bit too much stock into the spring training stats. Yeah, Giles hasn't been great. But, you know, I think if he gets the ball in opening day at Yankee Stadium and that adrenaline's flowing, you know, he's going to be throwing 100 miles an hour. And I think the number one thing is he's going to have tons of chances. I mean, this team's going to, if things fall the way they should, they're going to have a lot of leads in the ninth inning. So they're going to, he could have, you know, what, 55, 60 chances to close out games. And, you know, and he's got the stuff to close out most of them. He's going to have hiccups like any closer. But I just think with the opportunities that he has, the stuff that he has, barring injuries, that he's going to lead the league in saves. And we'll look back on this spring and this whole debate over not naming a closer is being kind of silly, because you're right. He's here to be the closer. It's not going to be Gregerson. And I fully expect Giles will get the ball opening day and following Keuchel with a chance to close it out.
Yeah, I was paying attention to a completely different conversation on Twitter with a reporter from a completely different team and a fan from a completely different team. But they were kind of worried about maybe some of their relievers, and the fan was like, come on, they can't just turn it on. I mean, you have to look at what they're doing in spring training. They can't just turn it on when the bell rings on opening day, right? And the reporter's like, well, actually, no, that's like absolutely what they do. Totally different. And it's not like they come into spring training games not caring, but sometimes they're trying to work on one particular pitch or, yeah, but it's, you're not going to get that same rush. And believe, we all run on adrenaline in this game, regardless of what we're doing, but you're not going to get that same jolt when you're coming in, you know, to a game in Kissimmee, Florida, than when you're coming into a game that matters at Yankee Stadium. It is a totally different
situation. Oh, yeah. And, you know, AJ said that all along. He said he's going to be ready to go. And, you know, the same with Fister. Fister struggled his last couple of starts, but constantly working on things. And I don't know what kind of season he's going to have, but AJ says Fister is going to be ready to go. And he thinks he'll be, you know, pitching a lot better just because he'll be so much more locked in and zoned in. And we'll take them out at Yankee Stadium, and there's 3 decks instead of one little deck in Kissimmee. That's a whole different ball game. You can't help but get amped up a little bit if you're on the field, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Okay, Todd, good stuff. Thank you very much. Enjoy opening day. We'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.